Good morning. It's May 1st, and this is your daily brief in UK news. Here's everything you need to know. In a harrowing incident that shook the Thurlow Gardens area of Hainault, East London, a 36-year-old man armed with a sword unleashed a 22-minute rampage on April 30th, 2024, leaving a community in mourning and sparking nationwide concern. The attack resulted in the tragic loss of a 14-year-old boy and injuries to four others, including two police officers who were later required to undergo surgery. The assailant, amidst his violent spree, reportedly questioned bystanders' belief in God, adding a chilling dimension to the already terrifying ordeal. A dramatic turn of events saw the attacker subdued by a policewoman's taser, a moment of bravery that brought the chaos to an end. The suspect was subsequently arrested and hospitalised, with authorities confirming that there was no ongoing search for additional suspects, suggesting no further threat to the public. The incident drew immediate and widespread reactions from across the UK, with Buckingham Palace, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, Home Secretary James Cleverly, and Mayor of London Sadiq Khan expressing their condolences to the victim's family and commending the emergency services for their courage, the bravery of the responding officers, especially the policewoman who ended the violence, has been highlighted as a beacon of heroism in the face of danger. As the community grapples with the shock and sorrow of the loss, the Metropolitan Police continue their investigation into the motives behind the attack. The support for the injured officers and their families is a testament to the solidarity and resilience in the aftermath of such tragedies. The nation watches as the story unfolds, hoping for healing and answers in the wake of this devastating event. In a bold move aimed at levelling the playing field, Premier League clubs have tentatively agreed on a groundbreaking spending cap, sparking a heated debate across the football world. This initiative seeks to tether club expenditures directly to the revenue of the league's lowest earner, a strategy designed to curb financial disparity and foster a more competitive landscape. The agreement introduces a cap that, if implemented by the 2025-26 season, would restrict clubs to spending only 85% of their revenue on transfers, wages, and agents' fees. This significant shift from the current profit and sustainability rules is poised to reshape the financial dynamics of the league. However, not all are in favour. Powerhouses like Manchester City and Manchester United have voiced opposition, fearing that such a cap could undermine the Premier League's status as the wealthiest and most viewed football league globally. The Professional Footballers Association has also weighed in, highlighting concerns over the potential impact on player wages. They stress the importance of thorough consultation to ensure that the interests of all parties are considered. Despite these challenges, supporters of the cap argue it's essential for maintaining a level of competitive balance, especially given the increasing Champions League revenue for top teams and the financial might of state-backed clubs. Additionally, this move aligns with the Premier League's decision to adopt UEFA's new financial fair play regulations, starting from the 2025/26 season, signalling a broader shift towards financial sustainability in football. The debate surrounding the proposed spending cap underscores a critical moment for the future of the Premier League, balancing financial health with competitive integrity. In a shocking act that has stirred emotions across the nation, two men stand accused of vandalising one of the UK's most beloved natural landmarks. The iconic Sycamore Gap Tree, a symbol of natural beauty and historical significance, was cut down, sparking a wave of national outrage. Daniel Graham, 38, and Adam Carruthers, 31, have been formally charged with causing criminal damage to the Sycamore Gap Tree and parts of Hadrian's Wall, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. This 200-year-old tree wasn't just any tree, it played a starring role in the 1991 film Robin Hood, making its destruction not just an environmental tragedy, but a cultural one as well. In the aftermath of the tree's felling, its trunk was carefully preserved and removed to a secure location. Plans are now underway to potentially display the tree's remains at the SIL, National Landscape Discovery Centre, in September, offering a form of rebirth for the beloved landmark. Meanwhile, the National Trust is deliberating on how best to utilise the different pieces of the tree, ensuring its legacy continues. Graham and Carruthers are scheduled to appear in court on May 15, 2024, after being arrested in October and subsequently released on bail. As the legal process unfolds, authorities have cautioned the public against speculation and commentary that could prejudice the case. The incident has not only provoked anger, but also a remarkable outpouring of support and offers of assistance from people across the UK, highlighting the deep connection many feel to this piece of natural heritage. In a surprising turn of events, HSBC Holdings has managed to capture the market's attention with its first quarterly earnings report of 2024, despite the unexpected resignation of CEO Noel Quinn. This story isn't just about leadership changes. It's about a financial institution exceeding expectations and laying out ambitious plans for the future. HSBC Holdings announced a revenue of $20.8 billion for the first quarter, surpassing analyst estimates and signalling a strong start to the year. This performance is particularly noteworthy as it comes alongside the declaration of an interim dividend of 10 cents per ADR and a special dividend of 21 cents per ADR following the sale of its Canadian assets. The company didn't stop there. It also unveiled a new stock repurchase program valued at up to $3 billion. Despite a decrease in net income to $6.3 billion from the previous year's profit, the market reacted positively. HSBC's US-listed American Depositary Receipts, ADRs, experienced a significant uptick, climbing more than 3.3% over the course of the day. This positive market reaction underscores the confidence investors have in HSBC's strategic direction, especially its pivot towards Asia, marked by the sale of its operations in Argentina and Canada. The company is currently navigating through a period of transition, with the board aiming to finalise the succession process for a new CEO by the second half of the year. CFO Georges El-Hadary is highlighted as a strong internal candidate for the position. Despite these positive developments and the robust earnings report, the Motley Fool Stock Advisor analyst team has opted not to include HSBC Holdings in their list of the 10 best stocks for investors to buy now, a decision that adds an interesting layer to the narrative surrounding HSBC's current market performance. In a dramatic turn of events, Scottish Prime Minister Humza Yousaf has announced his resignation, setting the stage for a high-stakes leadership contest within the Scottish National Party, or SNP. This development comes at a crucial juncture for Scottish politics and could have far-reaching implications for the broader political landscape in the UK. Yousaf's departure is the result of the collapse of the coalition between the SNP and the Green Party, a breakdown that led directly to a no-confidence vote against the Scottish Government. This political upheaval has prompted a flurry of speculation about who will step up to lead the SNP through this turbulent period. Among the names being discussed are John Swinney and Kate Forbes, though Forbes's conservative views on certain social issues have sparked debate within the party and beyond. The crisis within the SNP opens a window of opportunity for the Labour Party at the UK level, as it seeks to capitalise on the SNP's instability in the lead-up to the national election. This moment of political vulnerability for the SNP could shift the dynamics of Scottish and UK politics, especially against the backdrop of ongoing debates over immigration, healthcare, and government spending. These issues have been central to the erosion of support for the Conservative Party, suggesting that the current turmoil in Scotland is part of a larger pattern of political unrest in the UK. As the SNP navigates this leadership transition, the outcome will not only determine the future direction of the party, but also potentially reshape the political landscape in Scotland and the wider United Kingdom. With the national election on the horizon, the stakes could not be higher for all parties involved. This has been your daily brief in UK news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.